And a community connection this morning brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get to welcome in the folks from the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, Chief Executive Officer of the proper term, Jason Barta, and also Director of Operations, Jacob Wilson. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Oh, always happy to talk to you guys. And you mentioned it to me as we were coming in. Roughly 60 days ago, you opened up a new facility. It just seemed time like flies when you're having fun, which, by the way, it was a great day. Thanks for opening up.
Yeah, it was. It was a good day. We were excited to get it open, and there was a lot of adults excited, but not quite the number of kids that were excited on January 3rd when we opened up for kids. So it's been a whirlwind of 60 days, and we're excited to have it open and serving the kids in the new space.
Yeah, and the buzz is still going on. I mean, I talked with a couple of members a few weeks ago. I don't remember the exact date, but you could tell the excitement in the face. It was still there. They were still, you know, really psyched about it.
Yeah, we have a lot of excited kids coming in every day. It's quite a scene to watch. We had our board in a couple weeks ago for a little retreat and planning session, and after it we went out on the sidewalk and did the high five club and made a little spirit line, and the kids walked into the program, and it was a pretty cool scene. The buses unload, and there's a lot more kids getting off the buses than there was even 3 or 4 months ago. So we've had about 150 kids sign up since we've opened, and just in one day, the other day, we had 11 new kids sign up. So it's showing in our daily attendance too. They're not only signing up to be a member of the club, they're coming every day and they're participating in our programs. So,
well, Jacob, first of all, Director of Operations, I don't think I've had the opportunity to have you on the air, or if I have, it's been a while. Just from your standpoint, I know you're getting to see the same kids.
Right.
You've got to be, you know, making new friends every day.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the job, is every single day standing at the front desk waiting for the new kids to show up and being able to introduce myself and kind of show them around the club. It's really cool to see, I think, probably 3 or 4 a day come in and just start their club life with us. So it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the wow on their face just continues. Yeah. It doesn't get old yet, does it?
Yeah, I mean, even the kids that have been with us for 6, 7, 8 years walk in every day, and they're like, oh, there's something new going on, you know. Yeah. We're opening this area today, and we haven't gotten to use that area yet. So it's a really, really cool space and really cool time to be a club member. So
it really is. And you know, I mean, to be able to discover whatever news going on that
right.
particular day, it's got to be a constant discovery.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of new programs going on just because we have that space that we can do different things in. So we've got like a Math Express program going on now that we kind of borrowed from our sister club in Houston. It's just an engaging way to get kids thinking about math. We do math bingo, some different like relay races involving pie charts and stuff like that. So they don't really know that they're learning math, but they're having fun and playing games. So.
How sneaky of you.
I know. That's our main goal, is to be sneaky with our education.
Well, you know, just to walk in the front door and not hear the drip, drip, drip of the water that was leaking the day that you announced the new facility.
I mean, right,
you
know, yeah.
Are you glad to be out of that leaky gym?
Yes, we are good. Yeah, we have rainfalls now. We don't have to worry about who's going to make sure the buckets get set in the right spot and everything. So it's been a blessing in a number of ways.
Well, just as far as the first 60 days, and there's probably more stories to tell than we've got time to tell them, but hit me with a couple of good ones.
Well, we have a number.
I didn't mean to ask a hard question.
We have two now that one signed up here a couple weeks ago, and one's first day will be today. And mother of the one 2 weeks ago and grandmother of the one that starts today has said you have no idea how long they've waited for their 6th birthday so they can join the club. And you can see when they come into the club for the first day how excited they are to be a part of it. And grandma called yesterday to make sure, you know, we know today is 6th birthday and granddaughter's going to be starting at the club, and she just is struggling to sleep at night. She's so excited and can't wait for 3:30 today where she can get in there. So it's pretty cool seeing the new kids, that especially some of the younger ones that are just now becoming involved in the club that have wanted to for a while.
That driver's license is going to be just
that's
old
right.
beat.
I mean, that's right.
What?
Yeah, club card is way more than a driver's license.
That is so exciting, yeah. And it's such a wonderful message to hear that you know, so many people in the community, both the kids and mom and dad, realize what you're giving the community through your staff. By thanks from your board, thanks for all the foundations that have donated, and the $5 and $10 donors as well.
Yeah, We're extremely grateful for the community support of the club. That's what has made it successful for 60 years, and they responded favorably to the Capitol. And obviously, there's a high priority for the young people in the community, and you would have to get on an airplane and get a good book to read to find a nicer Boys and Girls Club in the area, because it's top-notch all the way through.
Yeah, it really is. And if the public has not yet been inside the front door, you may be crowded out by kids, but Jason will show you around anyway.
Absolutely. We've had a couple group meetings there. The Chamber Board met there recently, and Arvest held a meeting there, and we love community groups coming in and seeing the space. And obviously it's quieter meeting space before 3 o'clock than it is after 3 o'clock, so we welcome those.
Yeah. Are the planning sessions more difficult now that you got more space to do more things with kids?
I wouldn't say more difficult, I'd say more fun.
Yeah.
It's they a little different. Smoother now.
We have 8 or 9 areas we can put programs in and activities instead of 3. So our computer lab, we were touring the other day, and I told the group we had 16 desktops in the old computer lab, and I think 12 of them worked, and now we have like 40 that we can use and get kids technology access after school. So it's just been, I think, easier. Jacob's foaming at the mouth over here with all the tools he has at his tool belt to pull out of his for programs. So,
well, let's talk about that, because the enthusiasm I can see, and I've been talking with Jason for a number of years. I mm-hmm. think he gets tired of some of my same questions, but the answers are always new, and that's what I'm looking for. But for you to be there among the first faces they see when they walk in the door, I mean, what else is going to get you pumped besides that?
That's all I need, really. That's all our staff needs to get pumped. I think beyond that, just knowing the impact that we're having on kids, I mean, you can see success stories all the time. We have one kid that, used to have some disciplinary issues, and now he's like our best helper in the gym, because we like to find that thing that they like to do. And once we do that, it kind of like all clicks, and we can find a way to help them and get them back on the right track. So things like that, I think, seeing the kids that progress and become kind of the club member that we want everybody to be. Mm-hmm. That's what gets me up in the morning. I know that's what gets the staff up in the morning.
Well, that's something that I've noticed that you continually do well, is find those students that eventually become club leaders, whether they become junior staff or just that individual that used to be over there in the corner, leave me alone, and now they're saying, come with me, we got stuff to do.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest assets that we have with the new facility now, is those kids that, we're always going to have athletic kids, and we love doing athletics and stuff, but now we can focus more on some of the artistic kids that like art and movies and stuff like that, and we can focus on kids that maybe aren't as involved in sports. They have different interests, but we have space and the staff and the utilities to do that now. So
new opportunities for student leaders, I remember the public service announcements from even the 60s, about a guy that learned to play basketball at the boys club, and how that changed his life. But now it's guys and girls, and we're talking computers. There's still the basketball game going on.
Definitely.
But a whole lot more, a whole lot more for individual expression of whatever I want to do.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to focus on 3 different areas. Healthy lifestyles is kind of our sports thing. We've got some really cool stuff going on with that. Kickball league, the games start in April. We're registering kids for kickball league all the way through March. We're really excited about that, because we have that brand new field right outside our door. We've also got a Scott's sponsored MLB pitch hit and run coming up in May. Mm-hmm. That we're going to start registration for really soon. Really excited about that. And then we also focus on academic success. Something really cool that we started in the old building and brought over was a Spanish club. We have some bilingual staff, and they don't just focus on the language, they also focus on the culture of different Spanish speaking countries, and I think that's really cool. The kids have been super into that. And then obviously we still have our homework tutoring, our power readers. The Pi Phi alumni are really involved with our power readers. They read for 30 minutes a day, and they earn club bucks, and then they get to spend club bucks on pencils and candy, stuff like that, mostly candy.
Sure. Kids are still kids.
Right, yeah.
So you're not changing that part.
Right, and then like you were talking about the leadership stuff, so character and leadership is another big thing for us. Our Smart Moves program talks about making good decisions. Career Launch is a job readiness program we do for 14-year-olds and up. I'm personally, it's kind of my favorite, my pet project within the club. Just getting them ready for filling out job applications, making resumes, finding jobs, but more importantly, finding stuff they're passionate about and letting them know that there are careers for your passion and you can follow that if you want to. You don't have to go get a 9-to-5. So, yeah.
And I'm sure as we all grow and develop, our interests do grow, change, and evolve.
Right.
And what I was interested in as a 7-year-old, by the time I get to 11, forget it. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All, because that's how we grow. That's mm-hmm. how we change. That's how we learn. And you're there for every step of the way.
Yeah. Well, what's really cool is when you ask the 7- and 8-year-olds, you get the, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a doctor, stuff
like
that.
Please keep that stuff up.
Right. Yeah. But when they get older, they get very more specific. We've had a ton of kids come through our career launch program that are like, I want to be an anesthesiologist. I want to be a pediatrician. I want to be a cosmetic surgeon and stuff like that. So they get very specific with it. It's really cool to see them kind of progress and still want to be a doctor, but get kind of specific about it. Or they want to be a firefighter, but they want to be a chief, or they want to drive the truck, stuff like that. So
I went from firefighter to arson investigator. I get that part because we get more specific and we learn more about the cool parts of any particular job.
Yeah.
And you're there for it every step of the way to say, yeah, go, go, go.
Right, yeah. Sometimes I feel like our job is to throw as much as we can at the kids and, give them a broad view. And if it sticks, we'll, support them and encourage them in that. So whatever it is that sticks with them.
And of course, when you get the opportunity to highlight a teen, particularly as they are getting ready to graduate out and send them on to the statewide or area competition and come back and recognize them, that's the fun part too.
Yeah, our Youth of the Year competition, Kismet Oak Tree is our Youth of the Year for our club, and she'll represent us in Oklahoma City in April.
I got to sit next to her mother at the opening, so yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. And if you haven't gotten a chance to hear her speak, I hope you get the chance because her story is amazing, and we're really we're expecting big things out of her. So
yeah, well, big expectations. That's a whole separate conversation. We'll launch into that and more when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time with Jason and Jacob from the Boys and Girls Club in Bartlesville and talking about what goes on there every day. But then you got special things like you mentioned the Scots competition coming up
really
soon.
So it's a pitch hit and run competition. It just tests like how accurate you are at pitching, hitting accuracy and distance, and then speed around the bases. It's baseball and softball, so it's boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And it's we have a 7- and 8-year-old, a 9- and 10-year-old, 11- and 12-year-old, and 13- and 14-year-old divisions. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about it. It's going to be at our facility in May. We do need some volunteers. If your listeners are interested in volunteering, come up to the club and talk to us about it. It's going to be a really cool day and a chance to support some of our youth in their baseball and softball stuff. So we always need volunteers at the club for everyday stuff too, though. I mean,
I'm trying to remember. There was a member of the 86 Cardinals that I specifically remember talking about getting his start in baseball through that pitch and run competition. There's more than one, but I remember Jack Buck doing this particular interview.
Yeah.
And it's pointing back to things like that, at least for those particular individuals, got them in their career.
Right. So it's a cool way if you haven't been involved in baseball and softball yet to spark that interest. And it's also a way if, you know, you have been involved or if you're really good at it, there's a chance to advance to sectionals and then regionals and even all the way and go visit an MLB park during All-Star Week. You know, I mean, that's so there's some pretty big opportunities with that. So
make your reservations now for that middle week in July and head out to wherever it is they can take you there. But it takes volunteers to run that program, right?
Right. So each event we need probably four or five volunteers with. There's three different events, so we're looking for volunteers with that. We're also looking for volunteers for our kickball league, coaches, parents that want to help. If you want to bring snacks, kids always love snacks when they're playing sports. So orange slices and everything, Capri Sun back in the day. So, so we're always in need of people.
Well, that's an opportunity for people to, do a little bit of a service project in their communities. And at least if they start them off with something like, either one of those two, where it's a beginning and end, they don't feel like they're committing for the rest of their life.
Right.
That people want to give. They want to help out. And working with kids, that's the fun part.
Yeah. And I can speak from experience. A lot of people, when they come and do those special events, 2 hours isn't enough for them. They get caught by the club bug, is what we call it, and then you become a volunteer for life a lot of times because you can't stay away. So
well, you get that hook hidden
that's
in the bug
right.
real well. You
know. Yeah, reeling them in. So.
Yeah. Obviously you've been successful not only with the kids but with the parents and the volunteers, or you wouldn't have the student success you've got.
Right.
Jason, I know that you also got one of the best secrets as far as fundraisers going on. I'm not sure if you're ready to talk Harley Party yet, but it's coming up.
It is coming up, and I know we got an April show that we'll talk more about it with you, but tickets go on sale Friday for the Harley Party. April 28th is the date, same place, Hangar 5, and we have sponsors that support that event, and we're extremely grateful for their support because it's a cool, unique event, and someone will get out of there with a Harley Davidson electric blue this year. We went away from black and gray, so it's a good looking bike. It's got a little Boys and Girls Club touch to it with the blue too. So we're excited. Friday we go. Tomorrow we go on sale with tickets, $35.
And they are available at the club and elsewhere, I'm sure.
And online. Okay. And Bartlesville Cycle Sports.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. For those that don't know, I don't know, you must have had your head buried in the sand, but it is a great fundraiser. You got a party that night, and like you said, not only is somebody going to be walk away a winner with that, but, I mean, just the experience of being there and watching that final 10 countdown is tremendous.
Yeah, it gets a little intense when you get to the final 10. If there's, you get an opportunity to keep or walk away with a little bit of cash, and the event is just so critical. We go into a summer program in June and July that we're running 10 hours a day and hundreds of kids, and it carries us through the summer, and it's placed at the right time in April to help us serve the kids in the summer, make sure they get fed and stay engaged in positive activities. So it's critical to our operations as well.
Well, I know that there's talk. I don't know if you've been plugged into or not, but I know many nonprofits are, and I have to believe you're part of the discussion. If the teachers need to suspend classes the week of April 2nd, you're going to be there, I'm sure, to help out along, too.
Yep, we'll be there. We'll be open for our members, and just like we always are spring break, and there's a lot other non-school days. We run day program, and we'll do the same that week as well.
Yeah, I hope they don't have to, but we'll see how it works. You are there for the kids, and like you said, you get those volunteers hooked. You start them off with either project we talk about, and then, what else can I do? Or, what else do you need? And pretty soon, you got a summer volunteer.
Yeah, right. And the cool thing, Jacob sits down with them and Cheryl in the office, and we try to line up. You know, we know what our needs are, but we want to make sure it's hitting your passions and your hobbies, and that'll make you a more committed volunteer and stay with us. And we want to make sure you're in there enjoying what you're doing as well.
So not everybody has to be a math tutor.
You're correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Otherwise, I would not be working
right
there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's fortunate because everybody has a strength that they can bring to it.
Right.
And whether it's just being a friend and being around to talk to somebody or maybe history or maybe music or something else that is your passion, and there's room for you.
Yeah, and we tell all the staff and volunteers that is if the kids see that you love it, they're going to love it too, no matter what. So we try to match that passion with that person.
Who Jacob won't say this. I know you're aware of how strong our board is and how engaged they are, but the staff team he's put together at the club, both full and part-time, is phenomenal. They're doing excellent work, and they're there every day, and they're investing themselves in the kids' lives, and it's high-quality stuff. So he's done a good job with that.
Well, and you're there. We haven't spent a lot of time with the teen program, but I know they've reintegrated back into the new building and just having fun there to be, you know, role models for those, for the younger
kids. It's actually been really cool. You know, when we were talking about it, we had talked about different situations, and having them back in the building with the little kids is actually, not little kids, the young kids, has actually been really great. They kind of have, they have a lot more freedom, but we tell them that's a lot more responsibility too. And you see them, they go help with homework, they help out the staff in the other areas, a lot of them help in the gym and help serve food and stuff. It's really cool to watch them kind of step up and take that initiative as leaders in the club.
Yeah, and you know, initially I'm sure there's the idea of, I'm not sure I want to be a role model, then they realize they're going to be whether they are or not, so they might as well do it.
Yeah, and I mean, with that comes a lot of, you know, recognition. We try to recognize everybody for the good things that they do. Our Keystone Club, which is kind of our community service club and club service, they log their hours, and at the end of the year, you know, they'll be rewarded for that type of stuff too. So, but it's really cool to see them, see the ones especially that you wouldn't expect to really stand up and take that position, just kind of knock your socks off. So,
well, we're going to be looking for volunteers to give you a call or walk in the door or sign up for the program, whatever strikes their fancy. But it's an important thing for them to get signed up. And Jason, how do they get signed up for voluntary?
They can call us at the club. They can go online, and we have a volunteer application there, and that kind of gets us the ball rolling with, you know, what time you have available, how often, and what your passions are, and we try to do a assessment after that, and that gets it going.
Sounds great. Jacob, Jason, thanks so much for coming in this morning and allowing us to share what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.